What I've learned from uploading over 1,000 public videos and getting 75 million views total, around 200, over 250,000 subscribers, 260, if you count the other channels. What have I learned through it? I've learned that you have to adapt. Number one, I would say you can't just keep doing the same thing, or else you're not gonna stay relevant. I haven't stayed exactly what you call relevant, but I do have some shorts that have, you know, 50K views. So, and some, you know, I've got like a lot of shorts that have over 5K, probably like 50 that have over like 4K or something. So, not that I'm like, you know, a Jake Paul or anything, but, to stay even just like even getting even, you know, views at all, you have to adapt and you have to learn new things and, try new things. And, so yeah, that's a little bit what I've learned, is just adapting, changing my content up, changing the style, the format, just because, you know, I mean, if you look at our most viewed video, and then you look at our most viewed short, it's completely different. They're completely different formats. Over 8 years, I had to figure out what would people click on, what would people not. And for a while, I didn't really focus on clicks. I didn't really focus on views for a long time, probably like the better portion of 3 years, probably. You know, my views and subscribers could show that, but now I'm just kind of like, okay, what's my goal? You know, figuring out like my goal, for the channel is something that is constantly on my mind. 'Cause you know, you never just arrive at a place, you know, it's always changing, you know, your goals are always changing, your motives, your desires are always changing, trying to question that. Tried to share the gospel a little bit through, you know, short videos, and it's really hard to keep people's attention, especially for the gospel. So, that's been interesting. I've been, like I said, I did the old man video, backflip video, and that did well. It got 50K in like literally 2 hours or 3 hours, which was crazy to me. And then another one got 30K, and then another Spider-Man got over 50K. So like comparing our videos to like, you know, what they were in the past, like the how to get a six pack in 3 minutes, it's completely different, you know what I mean? And like the how to backflip and the how to make a paper ninja star, things like that. I was just focused on search. Now I'm not focused on search as much in most cases. I'm focused on, okay, what's gonna keep people's attention. So it's really transferred, it's really changed since then. So adapting, changing with this, the, you know, times, you know, I've grown, we've gotten 500 or 600,000 views in the last month, October, the last month we got 600,000 views, and that was just because a couple shorts blew up. So it's like, it's really, crazy to me how shorts can just blow up your channel these days, and it doesn't take much, you know. Somebody can just get millions of views on a short video and just start making, you know, money. YouTube shorts are going to be monetized in the near future, so I'm excited about that. I'm hoping, my goal is to make a living from YouTube shorts and other short form content, because long form content is just, it's too much of burnout for me. It's just not too much burnout. It's just, it's really easy to get burned out doing it. And for me, short form is kind of what I found a little bit of success in. So I want to keep doing it. And, one of these days, I want to find a successful way to share the gospel. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I've tried a few different ways, but I'll keep trying. But yeah, for now, just following what's, just testing, all it is. Alex Hormozi, a guy worth over $100 million, says marketing is just a 9-letter word for test. So I'm just testing what works, testing what doesn't work, just trying different things, which has been good. But yeah, basically, what else have I learned through YouTube for the time I've been doing it? That, you're never right on things 100%, you're always going to think something's going to do well and then it's going to do bad, or vice versa. Something you didn't think was going to do well is going to do bad. It's not always what you think. And even if you're Mr. Beast, you still have times where you're wrong. Like, even Mr. Beast says that. So I'm not saying I'm Mr. Beast. I'm just saying he even said that. Like, he has flops, but they're not really flops to anybody. But anyways, just learned to value passive income, because it goes ups and it has its ups and downs as far as income. I'm just saying, it's very up and down, and income is very, it's an important aspect in our lives, to keep our lifestyles, obviously. So basically, don't ever take money for granted, because it could go away like that, and it could go up and down. But yeah, I've learned, I've had time to experiment like crazy. I've had time to do this podcast. I've had time to interview, so many people. I've had time to try sales. I've had time to just experiment, talk with people like crazy. I've learned a lot about people over the course of this year. I've learned that people are very selfish, and they only will help you if you help them, which is understandable. It's really, you have to value your friendships, that your old, the friendships that they don't use you, those friendships that don't use you for what you have or what you can do for them, are very rare friendships that you don't, in my experience. So you have to hold on to those. You also have to connect with them on a regular basis, or else you'll just, have people yes men around you to just, say, oh, this is fine, doing like old friends, not necessarily old friends, but like true friends will tell you what you're like, will tell you, Aaron, you're not, you shouldn't do this video, or you shouldn't, things like that. Friends will, not necessarily they'll share their opinion all the time, but they'll at least have a better understanding of where you're at, and you'll be able to have accountability and have accountability for your actions more than just when people come up to you and are just like, oh, you have a YouTube channel, and then they just want to please you, so they'll just do whatever, you know. So that's what I've learned. Friendship is very important, and finding true friends is very hard and very uncommon. And people who root for you behind your back are very uncommon as well. Most people don't want you to do better than they're doing. In fact, pretty much everybody, unless somebody's striving for something huge, they're not going to want you to get past them, or which is the truth, you know. What else have I learned? I mean, I've interviewed people. I've interviewed Ray Comfort. What the most successful people have in common is they're focused, and they have a why of why they're doing the things they're doing. You know, I've learned a lot on YouTube just from having that passive income. I've been able to learn a lot on online, and just read a lot, and just, you know, do a lot of audio books, courses, things like that. I've had a lot of free time to just explore, experiment with people. Just not in a rush to get anything done. A lot of time to think. A lot of, you know, I've just contemplated my life a lot, not in a depressed way. I'm just saying I've contemplated just the things I'm doing, and a lot. You know, I've really thought about why am I doing this YouTube thing? Why am I, you know, pushing for YouTube more than, and why am I going for more clicks this year? Why am I going for more views this year? It's just, I think, I mean, obviously I'm not completely honest with myself. I think I struggle with deception, self-deception, because it says it in the Bible, you know, that our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know it, you know, or whatever. It's just something like along those lines. I forget the exact, but yeah, it's just really easy to deceive yourself, and, you know, but I'm doing the best I can to, like, really think about why I'm doing the things I'm doing, and really think about what I'm doing in life. And, you know, I've had a lot of time to play volleyball, do fun things, you know. While other people are working, I'm connecting with people, which has had my life experience. It's just grown my life experience. I've got to know a lot of people. That's a lot of the things, you know, that I value, is connections. I want to have a really solid network, and I want to continue to grow my network to where I can connect with some of the highest level people on earth. You know, that's something I value, and something I can work on more than most people, because most people are rushing around, busy with their jobs, distracted, not really valuing relationships as much. So I haven't been able to do that, or a lot of people, I should say. So, yeah, I've been, I mean, I think the main thing I've learned is, I mean, YouTube's not always going to be what you think like a video will not perform as well as you think, or it might perform better. But, and also like people will treat you different just because you have, you know, a successful YouTube channel, or, you know, if somebody, everybody puts a value on, you know, you, and if you have a YouTube channel, people look at you different, they'll talk to you different, and even put you in higher positions where it's not a good thing, because, you know, you can get prideful really easy, and you can take advantage of that, you know, influence in that, you know, and how people treat you differently. Like, thankfully, God's humbled me a lot over the years, to where obviously I still struggle with pride. It's a constant battle, but just, you know, people treating you different just because you have a YouTube channel is not uncommon, or just because you have a lot of subscribers, or just because they think you're famous, or that you're more wealthy, and they just assume that, you know, because you have a YouTube channel that has a lot of subscribers, or to them it's a lot. I don't know, whatever. It's not a lot to bigger people, but so yeah, the way people treat you has been different, and then also just the impact you can have online. It's pretty crazy. Just, you know, being able to reach, you know, even 100 people without just, I mean, think about if 50 people are in front of you just like that at the snap of your finger. You have to take that seriously, and you have to take responsibility for those people, because you're really influencing them, you know. And even the short videos, like 50,000 people in an hour. Imagine, that's like a whole stadium full of people. That's the Glendale Arena. That's the Cardinals Stadium. In one click of a button, you can reach the Cardinals Stadium numbers. Like, that's crazy. And soon it'll be more and more, hopefully. So that's insane to think about. So there's a big responsibility there, to make sure you're, you know, putting out the right content. But yeah, I think that's a little bit of what I learned. I think it's really important to keep relationships that you value around you, or else you're just gonna have people. Yes, man, I think that's really important key point that I want to say again. And so yeah, that's pretty much what I've learned from uploading the amount of videos I have and the amount of views I had. I've definitely experienced a lot of different things, you know, in the last 7 years since I've been uploading or making, you know, decent money with the channel, or 6 years or whatever it's been. So yeah, that's a little bit about YouTube and what I've learned. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast. Thank you so much, and God bless.